I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
We spent both our episodes this week talking about Emily Hobhouse, something I did not expect to take 2 episodes when I started.
She was very busy. It makes sense we'd need
to. She was so busy. I had no idea about how, like, white nationalists had kind of glommed onto her work after her death and made it into a talking point in a way that reminds me a whole lot of the way Irish indentured servitude is used to, like, dismiss discussions of slavery of Black people here in the United States. Like, I felt like there was a lot of commonality between those two arguments, and I did not know that was going to be part of the episode. I did know part of the episode was going to be the fact that she was a white woman whose work was focused on the welfare of other white women, excluding the Black women and children, and also men. There were a lot more men in the concentration camps for Black people that her work did not really include them at all. And I have many feelings about this that contradict with each other.
Yes, I think that's pretty natural, right? There are a lot of things to both admire and abhor in this one person's life story. So,
yeah,
I think it's almost, it would be more troubling if you had nothing conflicting as we looked
at them. Yeah, sure. Well, and some of the ways that things like museum interpretation, stuff that's really brief, describes her sometimes kind of makes it sound like that she just didn't care or that, like, she didn't bother. And I don't think that was really it. I think that for some reason that I don't fully understand, she either didn't think she could do that work or didn't think that it was her work to do. She also wasn't, like, just sitting around doing nothing in all of that time.
Right.
Like, it's absolutely the case that she knew about these other camps and did not help the way she helped other white people. But she does seem to have tried to, like, get someone to help.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the fact that she was flagging it and being like, this is also a thing that needs addressing.
Yeah.
Mitigates some of my initial, like, girl.
Yeah.
But it is also, I mean, I find myself torn because on the one hand, I'm like, you see the problem, get in there and help. But on the other hand, I also recognize that every human has limits.
Yeah.
And like, it's not like she could save every person that needed help in the world.
Right. Right. It's like I have the parts of me that really, really want to criticize that decision. And also the part of me that's like, she literally worked herself into an early grave trying to help people.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in my house in the air conditioning making podcasts.
Right.
So anyway, a thing that we did not really get into is that her brother Leonard, who she was really close to, like, he was a figure within within liberal politics in Britain, and he wrote things that were related to racial equality and discrimination and things like that during his lifetime, some of which sounds obtuse at best. Some of it, it's one of those things where it's like a white person writing in the 19th century about racism and writing against racism, but is also reinforcing racist ideas. It's like there's that level of it.
Right.
Because he wrote a lot about how Britain's colonial empire was subjugating people of color, specifically black people, and that the people within the British Empire like should have full voting rights regardless of color. But then he would make comments about like, I'm not really sure if that would work in the United States, though. And I'm like, yeah, that thing you just said is racist, dude. Like, you were in the middle of trying to argue for equal legal and political rights and then also said this really racist thing. But he wrote a letter at one point to W.E.B. Du Bois where he said, quote, there is nothing of greater importance for the future of white civilization itself than the establishment of more just and humane relations across the color line. And I was like, I feel like she and her brother had a lot of mental processes on this subject that were in common with each other, but like how it played out into the practical work of their lifetime, there's like a disconnect there.
For sure.
Every single time I read about, wrote about, revised the part about, or described to another person her funeral, in South Africa specifically, it really choked me up, both because of just what the thing was like and the fact that she, when she died, she didn't, there was very little attention paid to that fact in any kind of official capacity within Britain. And then when her ashes were sent to South Africa, it was a like totally opposite story.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you know what part of her story gave me pause? I don't know. I found touching, a little melancholy, is the idea that she had spent so much time traveling around and trying to help other people that she felt rootless.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought of that.
That really hit me in a weird way where I was like, oh gosh, can you imagine? Right, because I think for a lot of us, home is so key to our identities and our mental and in many cases physical health, like just having a place where you go that is yours and it's your little nest. And like the idea of not having that sense of I just want to go home because there is no home.
Yeah.
Is very it breaks my heart.
Yeah. Yeah. I also wonder if World War One had not happened, whether her focus would have stayed the same in South Africa.
Right.
Whether she ever would have turned her attention to the black population of South Africa, especially in when you get to the parts toward her later life when she was writing about like whether the women's monument was really a monument for all women or only the white women. I kind of wonder like whether she would have had a different focus had she continued to be working in South Africa rather than starting to work instead in Europe after the war.
Right.
Don't really know. I just have a ton of complicated feelings for her. I admire the determination with which she did all of this work for so much of her life and also wish her work had been more inclusive.
Of course. Yeah, it's one of those ones. As we said, as we started talking about it, like you cannot help but have mixed feelings about the whole thing.
Yeah. What I don't have mixed feelings about and what I think she would hate. is how her legacy just became this this Afrikaner nationalist talking point. I don't normally try to speak for people from the past, but in this case, I think her own writing and things she definitely said during her lifetime, I do not think she would want her legacy to be used in that capacity. And I think she, had she lived to see apartheid, that it would have morally totally upset her.
Oh, for sure.
So anyway, that is many complicated feelings about Emily Hobhouse. If you want to send us a note, we're at historypodcast@iheartradio.com. If your weekend is coming up, I hope it's a relaxing weekend. If you've got work things happening, I hope your work goes as well as possible. We will be back on Saturday with the Saturday Classic and then next week with brand new stuff. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th, hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.